Bidibidi settlement is a home to more than 270,000 South Sudan refugees. However, more than 80% of its occupants rely on traditional biomass fuels to cook, which often sparks clashes with the local people. According to Cosmas Oriem, a consultant in conflict transformation, peace building and restorative justice, there is need to adopt better environmental management practices to address the rampant conflicts over resources in refugee hosting areas.
Peace is about relationship with neighbor, with the environment. Part of the conflict that arises in the settlements is with the environment.
In a bid to promote peaceful coexistence, South Sudanese refugees at Bidibidi settlement in Umbe district have started a new initiative to revive peace clubs. The refugees made the commitment during a 3 days training on conflict transformation and peace building at Arua Diocesan Youth Office, organized by Irene Dawa, a doctoral candidate in peace building program.
I did my analysis and the findings were clear that there was a gap in peace building, especially the role women play. We are people from zone 1 and zone 2, so they have formed a kind of a peace club.
Each club is said to have between 10 to 20 members comprising of men and women. Renato Ogori, a refugee at Zone 1, is confident that the peace clubs will go a long way in resolving conflicts, especially among ethnic groups that could not see eye to eye back in South Sudan.
I've witnessed so many conflicts in our communities. We had no idea on how to really help our people. With this training, I believe I would be able to help whenever there is any other problem in the community that arises.
The refugee desk officer at the office of the Prime Minister in Arua, Solomon Osakan, has challenged the local community-based organizations to venture into championing peace building in the settlement.